It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 536. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, Facebook, two pages, facebook.com/MikeTechShow, and also /MikeNationNet. You can follow me on the wiki, and that's at mtswiki.com. There you'll find links to all of the past shows, the audio, the show notes. It's a great resource. I have a jam-packed show, and my topic changed because of today. I had something different planned that I'm going to save for another show. A client has just disturbed me so much that it's actually a funny tech story for all of you to enjoy, but it also gives me a chance to rant and vent a little bit. So I'm going to do that. That's my story from the trenches. Then I have an Outlook tip that I had an Outlook problem and I had to research and fix it. Then I want to talk about cloning discs and how I'm going to be doing that this Saturday for a client and the utility that I purchased last night. I have email. I have music for the end of the show. I want to thank Instant House Call for being the sponsor of the Mike Tech Show podcast. Instant House Call, I've been using for years to service all of my clients, and not just my retainer clients that I have unattended access that I go into regularly to do maintenance or to help. But when you sign up for Instant House Call, you get a landing page with your name that you can send someone to. Let's say someone calls me up or it's a new referral for someone that I've never dealt with. I have them go to that page. They can easily download the client, install it, and it will automatically ping me. I just click OK and connect, and then I can completely troubleshoot the problem. You can try Instant House Call free right now for 15 days, and you got two ways. You can click on the link on the left-hand side of my website at miketechshow.com, or just go to instanthousecall.com. But either way, please enter the promo code MikeTechShow when you try it out. Great remote support software. You will be thanking me that you've tried it out and that you're using it. So let's begin with a client that I helped a few weeks ago. Well, actually, a couple months ago. If you remember me taking over an account where in the middle of a move, I thought it was so horrible that the IT person of 7 years walked out in the middle of a migration when the person was moving from one floor to another and they had no internet, no networking. I was called in an emergency. That was Monday. That was over on a Saturday. A friend of mine who does their bookkeeping was there on Monday. I get the call and I go in on Tuesday and I solve everything. And they are just so happy and go to use me for IT support. Now, a week later, I go out to do some more work. Well, maybe it might be 2 weeks, and I do some work. Well, I finally get the one check for that emergency call on that Tuesday, but it was late. As a matter of fact, I had to ask them, hey, did you send it out? And they said they had just sent it out, but even though I was on site for that next visit, that took a few days before I received it. So I don't know if it really went out or not. Well, now let's fast forward to February here, towards the end of the month, and that second visit, I have not been paid. I still, as of today, have not received a check. I sent a very nice email to the owner asking, hey, you know, you're late, you're over 30 days, could you please process it? Didn't hear a thing. Now I get some emails from one of their new employees who I've worked with, helping them get their email set up. I've did a bunch of things remotely, helping them on the phone that I never billed them for. Now they call me, they send me an email, and I don't respond so quickly because I only want to help clients that respect my time, that are paying me on time. You don't pay me on time, you're not going to get my attention. And if you have an emergency, well, that's too bad if you're not paying me, because I don't think it's fair. You're going to love what happened here. So this week with that employee, when he had an issue, I called him back and I said, here, I'll help you. And I told him what to do. And it was a problem with his phone set up for their email. And I told him what to put in for the server and the POP information. I had already emailed him that. I don't know where he lost it or whatever, but you know, that was already working once. He needed that info. I helped him out. I also added, they're going to be migrating their website. They're talking about changing their email. And I'm like, whoa, are you guys going to include me in this, in the decision to help? He says, yeah, we'll let you know and we'll get you involved. I said, tell the owner that I haven't been paid and we're going on almost 50 days now old, you know, let him know. Well, the owner didn't like that. And I deliberately did that because I knew the owner wouldn't like that, telling an employee that I haven't been paid. But he has to know, hey, I'm not going to help him if I don't get paid. He sent me back a copy of the check saying it went out on the 24th. Today is the 26th. I have not received it. This is a local company. This company, we are in the same state. We're not that far away. We're like 15, 20 minutes away. And I still have not received it. Yesterday, they're having a problem with another phone, the owner's phone, getting email. Notice there's something going on here. I don't know what changes they've made to their hosted email. I'm not getting all the information, but they're calling me when there's a problem. I help him. I tell him what to do, go through the phone, delete the account, recreate it, put in the info. They tell me it's still hosted at the same place. I said, well, then I don't know why it stopped working. You may have to call the hosting provider to see what's going on. That's not the point of the story. Today, I get a panic voicemail and a panic email that the network, they're having problems with the printers. The scanner is not working. And it could be because they've changed the IP addresses on some equipment. And I get a very vague voicemail. I don't get a very detailed email. And I'm very busy today, so I don't get a chance to. As a matter of fact, I take my good old time returning the phone call. I return the phone call to this employee. His Dell computer, which, by the way, I spec'd out a computer a couple months ago that they were supposed to buy that they never bought, and I spec'd it out and gave them a good price from my Dell distributor. When that new employee was starting, 2 weeks, they couldn't wait because that's how long it's going to take, almost 2 weeks to get the computer. So they had to rush out and bought one, and they actually bought one off of Newegg without consulting me at all. Okay, it's a Dell computer. They got it off Newegg. I don't care. He said it started out this morning. He had no network connectivity from that machine. He called Dell. They diagnosed that the motherboard was bad and they were going to send him a new motherboard and he was going to put it in. This guy has some IT experience, a little bit, but that's not his position, this new employee. He says he finds out that the router from Verizon has went bad. That's why they had no internet access. They call Verizon. They come out with a new router. I don't know how they got the router so quickly. They put a replacement router in. Nothing's working right. That's because when I inherited this company, the default gateway IP address was 192.168.4.1. And I remembered that because that's unusual. Why .4? So all the IP addresses are .4.something. So there's static IP addresses for all the printers and the scanners. See where we're going here? What didn't work? The printers and the scanners. There were static IP addresses on some of the computers when I was there. So when I fixed everything, I tried to change as little as possible to preserve whatever might be happening, because there might be things going on or remote access that I'm not aware of yet. So I did just enough to get them all working and everything running and all their problems solved. Well, he went through and started changing all the IP addresses now to 1.1. There's another firewall involved. We won't even talk about that, where there's a VPN set up. There's complexities here that are beyond the scope of these guys. Why did they not call me? Why? They've called me on such frivolous little things. They now have a major network issue, and I am not called at all, because this new employee, this guy, is probably saying, hey, I can solve it all. You don't need him. You're going to save the money. Great. Guess what? He's going to be their IT guy because I've walked away from the account. A, I still haven't been paid, and I don't know if I'm ever going to see that check. I don't know if it went out, but I don't care, because we'll call that a $500 lesson. Again, another lesson. You know, I love these lessons. I want to know, you're a company, if you had a house and you, in the middle of winter, your heat went out and the heating company comes out and fixes your heater, you're not going to write a check when they present you with an invoice? They don't leave until you pay them. Why is it that IT people seem to, we don't get the respect from clients and customers, even though we go in and save them. And I've saved them in a major emergency and didn't even know them and went in and solved all their problems. And you're going to delay paying me? Why? I don't get that. And I know I got some clients listening. If you don't pay me and you call me, I'm not going to pick up. I'm going to take my good old time getting back to you. You have no respect for me and the services that I provide. Therefore, I will not help you. I am cutting off all people that don't pay me, and I am no longer supporting them. The nice guy Mike Smith from MHS Consulting days are done. I am tired of being abused. And this is where I've hit my boiling point on customers that haven't paid. And as a matter of fact, I've done some math. We're not talking a couple hundred dollars here. I'm out from 2014 over $3,000 of non-payment. We're going to call this a $3,500 lesson. I just can't take it anymore when it comes up to clients that are abusing me and walking all over me. And that's not happening anymore. I got to tell the owner tomorrow if he calls. Now, it's interesting. The owner did leave a voicemail later today, and I know he's traveling. I'm not returning that call because I don't want to have that argument. I hope that that check was mailed. I want to deposit it, get it cashed, let it clear. And then what I'm going to do is then send him a very polite email saying that I'm not the right fit for your organization and that please look at, consider, you know, getting another IT support. For the first time in 6 years, I am in need of a collection agency that you got to pay fees for. And here you go. Someone in the chat says they have over $9,000 in outstanding money from people. I don't get it. I have so many clients that pay me on time, that respect my services and what I do. I could understand if I screwed up or if there was an issue or I did something wrong and you don't want to pay me. That's a different story. But when I come in and save your butt in an emergency situation, fix everything. So let's think about this. The IT person that walked away in the middle of the crisis, I don't even know the guy. I bet you they owe him a ton of money and he couldn't take it anymore. And he said, you know what? I've had it. And he walked out. And you want to know something? I don't blame him. And remember, I didn't even know that person and I criticized him. by saying, how can you leave a client in the lurch in the middle of a situation? And I bet you there's a dispute over money. And he's seen the opportunity to stop and say, you know what? I'm not fixing this. Pay me. And the guy said no, probably, and he walked. I can almost picture exactly what happened. I never thought when I'd be in business for myself that these situations would happen. And anybody listening to this, this is what Tech Vets usually is about. And I was going to save this for Tech Vets, but it can't wait. I had to get this off my chest because it happened today. I have to focus on the positives because I have such a great business. I have so many great clients, a tremendous amount of great clients who pay me on time, and I'm going to focus on that and concentrate on that. For those of you that personally know me, that are in the chat, that are watching this, see me on a weekly basis, I hide this. I don't talk about this. This is something I never really discuss, but it's been built up and it's been building. It's partly what I have this show for. Yes, I take tips and tricks and talk about technology and good things, but I also want to share the stories because I think there's valuable lessons here. If an IT person walked away from a business, why? There had to be a reason. Well, I discovered the reason. Thank you for everybody who's giving me support in the chat. I appreciate it. For those of you who aren't watching live, there's a lot of positive support to what I'm saying. I needed to get that off my chest. Move on to happier things. It's interesting, to save money, they're going to try all these things. And had I got that phone call this morning, you know, I would have been able to solve everything. I could tell them what's going out there, maybe even head out there on site, seeing, okay, the router's bad, and then know, let's get this new router, let's get this in place, and I would have known to program it correctly, because that's what I discovered the day when I first went out there. The joys of owning your own business, and that's having accounts receivable. That just goes with the territory. I have to learn to let it just roll off my back after X amount of days. Just, I'm going to get to the point where now I understand the language that's on invoices, where there will be a penalty, there will be fees associated with non-payment. If X amount of days pass, say 60 days, or I don't know what's typical, maybe it's 60 or 90 days. And by the way, I have invoices that are 200 and some days old. They don't even pick up the phone for me now. What I'm going to do is just turn that over to a collection agency and just take it from there, and then I'll get what I get back. Is it worth going to court? I don't know. Because if I have to hire an attorney, it's not worth it. Small claims court, possibly, but it's certainly not worth hiring an attorney. An attorney would cost me more than the whole debt that's owed me in my accounts receivable. So, well, now I don't even call it accounts receivable. Now it's really uncollectible or just bad debt. That's going to be interesting for my taxes. I can only recoup, I think, from a tax situation if I paid someone to do the work and I'm out the money for that. It's my time I can't deduct. So only for hardware, where one client, there is hardware, there's a router, and then the rest, it's I've paid either my son or I've paid Ken, and that's traceable via the 1099s. So I can only deduct that. I can't write it off if it's just my labor. I can't write it off. So that whole invoice with this guy that's $500, I can't write that off because I didn't pay anyone. I didn't buy any hardware. I'm not out any money except my time, and that you can't write off. I had that discussion with my accountant, and I was very disappointed at that. Keep that in mind if you run into that, and especially from a tax situation. So I figured, well, I'll be able to get some tax relief, right? I don't know if we're going to ever get to the emails. So enough of that. Let me move on to my Outlook problem. This was so frustrating the other night. I have Outlook 2010, and I'm loading it up. I pick my profile that I want because I have a couple profiles because I have some Exchange for testing for different clients. And then I have my own profile, my main one, which I have 6 email accounts that are all either POP or IMAP. And it would hang on trying to load some add-ins. I have Dragon Naturally Speaking installed from a month or so ago, and there's an add-in, and that came up that, oh, it's hung. Okay, let me close it. I try to kill the Outlook process and task manager, and it won't kill. Won't die. Outlook running, it will not die, even though it's not running on the screen. It's still a process. So I reboot, and I try Outlook in safe mode. It hangs. It will not fully load. I'm like, wow, that's really weird. Because usually, if you have an add-in that's malfunctioning with Outlook, running slash safe usually loads Outlook without the add-ins, and you can get past that. I'm not getting past it. So I was able to kill the process. I try again. I try Outlook, and it's dying on that same add-in. So I remove, I go to extremes here. I uninstall Dragon Naturally Speaking because I really haven't had a chance to start using it yet. So I said, you know, I could always reinstall it. I blow it away. Now it's hanging on another add-in. I try safe mode again. Not working. I can't kill Outlook. I reboot. This is going on now for several minutes. So now I get online and I open up my Firefox and I start Googling and looking at all the things. The reason I want to bring this up because it's so obvious and I forgot about this command line option and it actually fixed my problem. You launch Outlook with a slash reset nav pane. Now that's just resetting your navigation pane. I don't know why. I figured I have nothing to lose. Let's try it. Bang. The minute I typed it, Outlook came up like there was no problem and started getting all my email and everything's fine. I waited a couple minutes. I closed Outlook and I'm like, I want to see that come up again. So I clicked it. It came up. Remember this if you run into trouble. Slash reset nav pane as an option for launching Outlook. And it fixed my problem. Now, it reset the favorites, and I had to repopulate the favorites section of my Outlook. But other than that, that was great, and it worked. I am very happy about that. Now, on to the work that I'm going to be doing on Saturday for a client. The client that bought the handcrafted machine ordered another one. So I have a second handcrafted machine that's all set up that's going to replace an older computer for one of his employees. He has his partner and another employee that have Dell systems that are not that old. They got Core i5, they got 8 gigs of RAM, but they're running slow because the hard drive's slow. I said, let's get some SSD drives. So we've got some nice Samsung drives that I had him order from Amazon. They're in with the brackets and the cables. He also wants to add a secondary data drive to the custom system that I built. We're adding a second drive, so we ordered that, a Western Digital Black Caviar, 3 terabyte to be exact. So we have a lot of work on Saturday. 2 systems, I got to install Windows from scratch on the SSD drives. Now, I'm on site with one of my clients where there's also another consultant that does work. This is my biggest client, and there's 2 of us that support the company. And he's telling me, Mike, are you crazy? I tell him what I'm going to be doing on Saturday. I'm going to be reinstalling Windows. He said, buy the Acronis True Image Ultimate 2015. Make a bootable USB stick and just use the clone program and you're done. It'll be a piece of cake. So for $99 last night, I purchased the Acronis True Image 2015 Ultimate. When you load it, there's an option to Rescue Media Builder. And when you click that, you get two options. One is a Cronus bootable rescue media, and then there's WinPE-based media with a Cronus plugin. So we're going to go a Cronus bootable media creator, and if you pick one of your USB sticks, just put a USB stick in there, it makes a beautiful Cronus bootable disk that is, it just works like a champ. I am extremely, extremely happy with it. I tested it on the system behind me, and it just booted perfectly. Once I picked the boot menu to boot from the USB stick, I can then clone the disk. I can back up the disk. I've used a Cronus years ago. I've used a Cronus to make images of my system, but I've never used the clone disk option because that wasn't even available in the old versions of a Cronus. So one of the things that I'm going to be doing is I'm making two USB sticks, and I'm going to be doing two at a time where I'm going to connect the SSD drive as a secondary disk. Just open up the side, put that in. Then I'm going to boot from the USB clone because they're not using any space right now on the hard drives. Even though these hard drives are bigger, there's very little space. As a matter of fact, I went over that with the main owner who I'm working with for this small company. We looked at the size last night of what space was being taken up. Very important to save time and use the utilities that are available. And I know this is obvious to a lot of you. And for me, it's just I'm not deep into the workstations, or at least I haven't been in the past. It was something I was talking about in the pre-show tonight, that I've just been overwhelmed with lots of workstation issues and now building some workstations and upgrading the systems. And it's fun, and I do enjoy it, even though a lot of times I'll moan about it and say, that's not what I like. I want the true IT consulting, and that's nice. But also, this is the work that I'm being handed right now, and it's in front of me, and I'm going to grab it, and it's clients that pay me on time so that appreciate this. So it's great. I'm actually going to wrap up the show tonight. I have a stack of email that we're going to save for another show, because tonight I have a proposal I have to build. I have a company, and this is one of the clients I've talked about. They need 13 new systems, each with dual monitors, and they need a brand new server. If a lot of you have been following the Mike Tech Show for years, you remember almost 5 years ago, Winston Wolf came out and helped me with a major server upgrade. This is that very client. It's now 5 years. I can't believe it's been 5 years. And they now want a complete network overhaul. New server, new workstations, major project. And I'm going to be actually executing that on the weekend after Easter. So we've already picked the install date. And that's going to be in all hands of everybody that I know, including my kids, hopefully Ken, because we got a lot of work. And I got to come up with a lot of processes where I'm going to be migrating all those workstations to new systems, copying the data over from the one server to the other. We're sort of downgrading on the server because all of their services are now cloud-based. We've moved all the programs to cloud-based, including their Exchange services, all of their vendors of the different software that they use. It's all being cloud-based. I'm going to talk about, I'm doing some research right now on the best compliant cloud-based file storage. I've put some questions to this one company, and I got to make sure that they're FINRA and SEC compliant, getting proof that they are. Once that's done, then we're going to probably do a contract with that service. And I'll reveal who that service is after we're done. But it's a very popular company. I'm now vetting their cloud services and security for my client. And we were looking at a couple. and I have to make sure that this is going to work. In the chat, someone asked, what are the servers and the workstations? Now, last week I told you that we're going to be deciding, are they going to be manufacturer, pre-built, or handcrafted? We're going with Dell manufacturing pre-built. We're going with Dell 7020s, but with SSD drives, with lots of memory, separate video card for dual monitors. We're going with the Dell 20-inch monitors, very nice, reasonably priced, and very versatile. I'm going with a Dell PowerEdge server with the storage because it's really just file storage. That's it. I need the account security. That's why I can't get away with a NAS device. It has to be a server. I have to be running Active Directory. So it's going to be Windows Server 2012 R2 64-bit, 16 gigs of RAM, nice hard drives, RAID 10, a nice PowerEdge. I think it might be the T430, something like that. That's what I'm looking at for that project. Been going to a lot of concerts lately, and I have another one this Sunday. I'm going to be seeing Bush for the first time. Now, Bush started in the 90s. You know, they had a few CDs and then disappeared for a little bit. They kind of broke up. Well, I think it's Gavin, the lead singer, and the drummer are together, and then they got some new people, and they sound great. I got to watch them a couple nights ago on Yahoo Live. I can't wait to see them at a very small venue, the Tower Theater in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. So I picked one of my favorite songs, and this is the acoustic version of Glycerine. Give a listen, and then I'll be back. Got some other things I'm going to talk about.
Just be clear, simple, and plain. Well, that's just fine. That's that's just what my name's. Don't let the days go by. Could have been easier on you, you, you. Yes,
that was Bush, the acoustic version of Glycerin, and I'll have a link where you can purchase all Bush music from Amazon.com and use my link. As a matter of fact, if you're purchasing anything from Amazon or you know anyone purchasing from Amazon, please use my Amazon link, Amazon.MikeNation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to support the show, and I really appreciate it. I want to thank my other affiliates and sponsor, of course, the sponsor, Instant House Call. Go to instanthousecall.com. Don't forget, when you download the trial, use the promo code MikeTechShow. Also, Fabs Auto Backup 6 Pro, auto backup for tech. I'm using that on Saturday for the system, the handcrafted system that's replacing the old computer. I'm using Fabs. So guess what I'm doing? Friday night, I'm going to remote in and kick off the Fabs backup of all their data and back it up to the Synology NAS device. So it's all ready for me Saturday morning. All I got to do is just swap the system, put the data back, done. Load that hard drive into one system. I got this all planned out. And then the other two, use Acronis to do the two clones. I'll have four things going on at the same time and should be able to get out of there fairly quickly. I'm looking forward to that. My client's looking forward to that. We don't want to be there all day. We want to get in, get out. Also, if you know anybody in the computer repair business or any kind of consulting or anything computer related for a business, you need the Computer Business Kit version 3 from Bryce over at TechNibble. That's a great kit. Cannot live without it. You know I only talk about the programs, the utilities, the books, the things that you can't live without in order to do your job right. And that's why I talk about them. That's why I love them and I believe in them and I use them. I personally use all of this. That's why I talk about it. Thank you so much for downloading and staying subscribed. I will be back next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.